Welcome to Watch Mojo. And today we're looking at the most groundbreaking generation-defining artists whose deaths took many by surprise and brought fans together in mourning.
Dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
Chester Bennington. Chester Bennington was the lead vocalist of Linkin Park, the acclaimed nu metal band known for tracks like In the End and Numb. Bennington's openness about his personal experience with depression and substance use deeply resonated with millions of fans who connected with the band's raw sound and the vulnerability of their lyrics. Tragically, these issues led Bennington to take his own life in 2017 at the age of 41.
When we made Hybrid Theory, it was like, we don't care, we are making the music, and we don't care about what you've observed somebody else do in your career. You didn't make anything. Why are you in here telling us how to make something?
His death led to an outpouring of support for the band and increased awareness of mental health issues. A few months after his passing, thousands gathered for a tribute concert at the Hollywood Bowl, which featured performances from numerous other bands, including Blink 182 and System of a Down. Tupac Shakur.
Out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing Hoochie screaming.
Regarded as one of the greatest rappers ever, Tupac Shakur rose from the West Coast hip-hop scene in the early 90s to become a cultural icon. His ability to blend catchy productions with socially conscious lyrics helped shine a light on the realities of the African-American experience.
Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going.
Shakur's life was, however, cut short in 1996 when he was ambushed in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas. His murder was upsetting, not only because he was only 25 with a promising career ahead, but also because it took away a voice that was important to so many.
And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped, and I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback.
Even worse, the circumstances surrounding his death raised questions that remained unanswered for many years. It wasn't until 2023 that a suspect was arrested. Selena. Known as the Queen of Tejano Music, Selena Quintanilla Perez is recognized as one of the greatest Latino artists of all time, even though she only lived 23 years. In 1994, she made history as the first female Tejano artist to win a Grammy for Best Mexican-American Album.
I'd also like to thank my band, Los Dinos, my father, Abraham, my brother, who's a producer of my music, and also my sister. Thank you for all the support.
But just 1 year later, Selena was shot by Yolanda Saldivar, the president of her fan club turned business partner. This occurred after Selena accused Saldivar of stealing money from her.
But they want to know why you killed her.
I won't discuss that.
Saldivar was later sentenced to life in prison for the murder. Following Selena's death, fans held vigils and ceremonies in her honor, and then Governor of Texas George W. Bush declared her birthday, April 16th, Selena Day, recognizing her as a symbol of South Texas culture. Kurt Cobain.
Come as you are. Yes, you were. Yes, I want you to be.
Few musicians have defined a genre and a moment in time as profoundly as Nirvana and its frontman, Kurt Cobain. Although he died at just 27, Cobain left a permanent mark on rock music, ushering in the grunge scene and ending the big hair era that dominated mainstream rock in the 1980s. With hits like Smells Like Teen Spirit and Heart-Shaped Box, Cobain's music signified a changing of the guard in American art and culture. Tragically, he dealt with mental illness, chronic pain, and drug dependency, culminating in him taking his own life in 1994. Even years after his death, Cobain's impact remains apparent, with countless artists, from Lana Del Rey to Rivers Cuomo, citing him as a major inspiration.
Hey!